This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, and this is me in Uzbekistan. And here I am at Tashkent, and behind me you can see this beautiful school which was built back in the 16th century. It's called the Ku Keldesh Madrasa. And it was built, in the 16th century by Abdullah Khan II, and till today it continues to teach people about Islam. It's a madrasa, and here you can see the pictures of all the different ulama and teachers throughout the years and until today.
You can explain this.
This is one of the recent masajid that have been opened here in Tashkent. It's only a year old, mashallah, still preserving the old architecture from the Islamic era. So I'm here in Tashkent, what is known as Hazrati Imami. It's a complex which, inshallah, I'll be visiting. It's houses one of the authentic original mushafs of that was compiled by Uthman radiallahu an, as he made copies of the masahif, apparently this is one of the copies. We'll be here inshallah ta'ala, and we'll be able to see that. So here, this is the masjid of the Hazrati Imami. You can see, mashallah, it's very big, very vast, with big domes and beautiful architecture and engraving. Although one could argue that this extensive engraving is not in accordance with the Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ didn't want us to spend too much on the engraving. But people wanted to give the masjid its splendor and to give it almost like an awe in the eyes of people. So I think from that perspective, we might find an excuse for them, but you know, overspending and indulging in the masjid is not something the Prophet ﷺ encouraged. And probably it's also a sign of the Day of Judgment. But that shouldn't distract from looking at this beautiful work that has gone into this masjid.
And just look at the beautiful engraving and architecture and the amount of work gone into this.
So behind me is this building here, which you can see is where they're housing one of the early copies of the Mus'haf. As you know, at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, he made six copies of the Masahif, and he sent it throughout the world. One of these copies is housed here. Unfortunately, we're unable to take any pictures of it because of preservation and all that sort of thing. They're claiming here that this is the original one that Uthman radiallahu anhu was reciting in when he was killed, and so the blood is on it. Whether people dispute it and say, no, this is not the right one, it really doesn't matter. It's good that it's actually one of those original six, probably the one that was in, some saying it was one in Basra, and then it was brought to this area by Taimur Link in the 14th century. So mashallah, great piece of history here in Tashkent.
So the reason why this place is called the Hazrati Imami complex is related to this man here who is buried here, and that is the Imam, the great Imam and scholar Abu Bakr Ash-Shashi Al-Qaffal Al-Kabir. He was known as Ash-Shashi because the other name for Tashkent was Shash in the olden days, or even Shashkent. So he was known as Ash-Shashi, meaning the person from this area. And he is a very notable and great scholar from the Shafi'i Madhab. He was around in the 4th century. So quite early within the Islamic realm, and he studied with the likes of the Muhaddis Ibn Khuzaymah, the guy who wrote Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, and also he studied with Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, again the famous scholar who compiled, maybe considered in some ways the father of Tafsir, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, and his students were people like Al-Hakim and people like Ibn Manda, again great hadith masters. So a great man who existed and notably wrote so much, and he is credited for bringing the Shafi'i madhab to this area, the area of Khurasan, the area beyond the river, and so he was, you know, very intellectual, wrote so many books, and he then went on to teach and bring the Shafi'i madhab. Unfortunately, the people in Uzbekistan, they didn't retain the Shafi'i madhab. They switched over to the Hanafi madhab, which is unfortunate for them. Only joking, I know someone say what's wrong. I'm only joking. All the madhabs are good, and we support them in that regard. However, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him for the works that he does, and a notable figure in Uzbekistan. And lastly, in this complex, there's this institute, which is the Institute for Imam al-Bukhari, for teaching. So Imam Bukhari, again, a notable figure within Uzbekistan, which inshallah we will talk about in other videos, bi-ithnillah ta'ala. So I hope you enjoy this video. Inshallah, there'll be more videos to come as I write my memoirs from this beautiful country. Assalamu alaikum.